For the month of January, the Station Gallery will feature a group exhibition titled, Identity, featuring five talented visual artists in Manitoba. Linda Auletta Tame, George Baker, Douglas Broland, Rebecca Chin and Aaron Witherspoon will be exhibiting powerful pieces this month. The opening reception is Friday evening, January 5, at 6 p.m. at the station. This is a show you won't want to miss. It's also an opportunity to meet the artists and visit with friends and neighbors who are also interested in visual art. Here are snippets to acquaint you with the January artists. With a Bachelor of Fine Arts through Brandon University, Linda Auletta Tame majored in painting. She also studied creative writing, literature and poetry and says, "These are elements that inspire and motivate my work in addition to expressions and explorations into life's mysteries, the ebb and flow of our emotions, faith and scientific discoveries. I'm intrigued by unknowns and thrilled by remarkable discoveries." You will see the work of Verdun artist, George Baker's displayed in the gallery. Many will know Baker from his can-do customer service at the Scotsman Steel and the Nuthouse. Or you may recall his flamboyant presence as an actor on the AUD stage. Now, it's time to see his creativity on canvas. The gallery featured pieces from George Brolin's art collection last October. Now, this prolific plein air artist from Brandon is back with more. Aaron Witherspoon says of her work, "It's this ability to connect the view to the art that makes people fall in love with my art." www.aaronwitherspoon.com. Using a singular hue, I capture the physical features of my subject, she says. From Johnny Cash to Dolly Parton to Gord Downie, Witherspoon's intriguing portraits come from a digital base. She describes these as monopayés, along with a beautiful watercolor, Stowe Lake, Golden Gate Park, posted on artist Heartfriend's Facebook in 2023. Rebecca Chin explains that this is the watercolor version, many years later, tied to this happy memory. The story goes, "When I was 10 years, my class went on a field trip to Golden Gate Park. At Stowe Lake, my teacher asked if anyone wanted to draw, so I took a pencil and piece of paper and began drawing this island and ducks in the water. I remember how much fun I had. By the time I finished and looked around, I realized the class had disappeared. And had to run a long GG way to catch up. Ellipsis. I guess that was my first plein air experience." The reception will stimulate your interest in art. You may even find some of Thesey's works are available for purchase.